100x presale altcoin opportunity.
This is very rare to get in early on an altcoin that hasn't even launched yet.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey. Because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Bean Pod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
All views expressed by speakers on the Bean Pod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Bean Pod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today, we're going to be giving you a very rare, exclusive opportunity to get in early on a banger altcoin that hasn't even launched yet.
This is very rare. If you are just a retail individual sitting at home watching this episode, listening to this, or following us on our socials, you'll realize that getting into projects before it even launches at a pre-sale price is very difficult. You have to either be an accredited investor, a venture capitalist, or maybe a KOL with a large following. Other than that, or the one last thing you have a way of doing is through staking via Launchpad to get like a very small allocation, and it's like a randomized. So you don't necessarily get a chance to win, and your allocation might be very small.
Right.
So this is a project that A, you can get in early on when we reveal it, but you'll be able to get in on other projects also early before anybody else can.
Yeah, it ticks a lot of boxes for us. And I was kind of framing this when I was teasing it on social media about what's a good strategy to keep your portfolio in the green, even when the market is red, right? And we've been using this strategy for years. It's tried, tested, and true. It's crypto pre-sales because one, you're getting in on projects a lot of the time before most people even know it exists. You're getting in before those massive green candles that come like a few months after things launch. And you're usually getting in at bargain basement prices. And because we've been offered this exclusive opportunity for Beanstalk community members only, and we're able to pass that on to you, which most of the time with the pre-sales that we get opportunities, we're not able to do that, right? We are lucky enough to be allowed to invest in pre-sales because we work in the industry, we're connected to certain people and companies, and we're very grateful for that. But a lot of the time, we can't pass those opportunities on to our community. However, in this case, we are. So this is an episode that you need to watch to the end.
What's the last one we did? I think we don't get these all the time, but we did Space Catch. I think we offered it at like 8 cents to our listeners, and it debuted at BitGet, I think at like 90 cents.
It went to like
it went to $4 or something like that.
So 8 cents to $4. You can do the math on that.
Yeah. Like that's the last
50x. Yeah.
That's the last private sale I think we offered anybody.
That's launched.
That's actually launched. Yep. So one for one, not bad. We also had like Otherverse, which is they have some really exciting things coming out.
Yep.
And then DOP, which is also rumored to be hitting Binance on day one. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
they're pretty exciting to get in on these really early. Like you said, you know, you're maybe Bitcoin's diving. You're getting in on a private sale. And with this one, every week the price goes up. So the earlier, the better.
Early bird gets the worm, which is a general trend in crypto.
Yeah.
Now, the reason that we like this so much and we decided to personally both invest in this project and pass the opportunity on to you is, look, if you've been listening to the show, if you've been following us for a while, you know what is one of our favorite things? Finding early stage gems, right? We love to find early stage altcoins. Now, not only is this project an early stage gem, but the whole point of this project is to continue to find early stage gems. It's called Gems, right? I'm not even kidding. The name of the project that we're talking about today is called Gems, and it's a launch pad. It's like a community-driven launch pad that has some very interesting industry connections, and the whole thing about Gems is that they're going to be finding all of the best projects that haven't launched yet, incubating them, and The more GEMS token that you hold, the more you'll be able to continue to invest in even more pre-sales. So it's a pre-sale for finding more pre-sales.
Yeah, it's great. Look, this is one of the only ways that, and like I mentioned earlier, the IDO with the, you normally have to stake and then you get a randomized, maybe you potentially win. You can put it, you get like a allocation of $200 maximum usually with these other pre-sales. With this GEMS, not financial advice, but you can put in $100,000 if you want.
Yeah, no cap. Like,
there's no cap. You can literally put, well, there is a cap. It's $20 million. Okay. But yeah. when this fills or 4 weeks, but yeah. You can put in $20,000, $100,000, $5. Like you can put whatever you want and you get that allocation over the round. So this is one of the only ways that allows retail investors to get in early. There's yep. like no other way. So this is really cool. So round one, the GEMS token was sitting at 7 cents. Round two, I believe we're going to try to get this out for at least maybe late stage round two, early stage round three, sitting at 9 cents. Round three goes to 12 cents. Round four goes to 14 cents. So the earlier you get in, the better. You get tokens at a discounted rate.
Yeah. And another reason why we like this project is the team and the connections.
Yeah.
So, you know, you might be familiar with DOP, Data Ownership Protocol. This is a very, very highly hyped, high valuation project. We were involved in the private sale for DOP. They got connections to Binance. There's a lot of rumors floating that's going to be listed on Binance directly. DOP is a multi-billion dollar project.
Oh, yeah.
That, you know, they were the main sponsor of Token 2049 in Dubai. These guys are heavy, heavy hitters. Well, guess what? The founding team of GEMS is very much connected to DOP. They were all together when they founded an earlier stage project. I think it was called Tommy. These are all, like, there's a couple of guys. One went on to do DOP. One went on to do GEMS. Again, if you remember, the final two rounds of the DOP private sale were raised through the GEMS launchpad, right?
Right.
So if you go onto the GEMS website, it'll show you the past projects they've done. The only one is this insanely high-valued, super high project of DOP. So if you're looking at the pedigree of the type of projects that could be debuted, incubated, and offered to GEMS holder, look no further than DOP. So they set like a great foundation by incubating one of, you know, DOP is one of the probably one of the biggest projects to launch in crypto 2024.
For sure, yeah.
If any of the projects that are going to be teased, and if you go into the GEMS white paper, which you can find in our Discord, you'll see that they've teased a couple of the projects that are going to be coming out in the launch pad later this year. So the roadmap is there. The team is well connected. I think GEMS is going to be one of those spots where you're going to continue finding GEMS.
Yeah, like that is, you nailed it right on the head there. It's like the fact that they've already helped to incubate Data Ownership Protocol, DOP, who has over a million followers on Twitter, on X, rumored to hit Binance on day one, 1.4 million holders across 160 countries already. Look at all the fucking shit projects that hit crypto every single day, sucking liquidity out of the market. Mm. They're all shit. They've demonstrated from day one, this is what we're incubating. This, man, you want to be in an ecosystem that is helping to launch legit projects with real teams. You know, they're fully doxed, solving problems, white papers that actually like make sense. There's no spelling errors and all these other things.
Yeah, yeah.
When you go on the white paper, they do have four more projects that'll be coming up, it looks like, very shortly thereafter. So grabbing some GEMS might be good to be able to get into these early.
And another huge differentiating factor from GEMS, because there are a lot of launch pads in crypto. Some are good, some aren't. But what is GEMS offering that's different from a lot of these other launch pads? This insurance, right? So when you go onto the GEMS thing and, you know, when you start investing in a GEMS and all these other projects that they're going to offer, they offer an insurance on your pre-sale investment. So what this means is that it's optional. You don't have to do it. You can just risk it, which is fine. Crypto is risky. Obviously, none of this is financial advice. 70% of your investment can be covered by their insurance. So if there's some sort of black swan event or something crazy happens and the market nukes and the tokens are worthless, you get 70% of your investment back, no questions asked. This is something I've never seen offered with any crypto launchpad before. So right away, it just goes, GEMS is doing something different. They're offering a protection for their investors for crypto pre-sales. This never existed before in my knowledge, right?
Yeah, no, it's really good. So it's like 7% or something, I think, will go to, so like, let's say you put down $100, $7 of that will go to covering the insurance. It builds up this pool to protect. It's all about the community, right? Ensure the community is protected if anything ever goes wrong. Mm. But judging by the projects that they are already started with, you'd hope that that's never going to have to happen. But again, it just speaks volume to like the angle and the approach that Gems is taking to make this all work.
Yep, 100%. So, okay, hopefully by now you realize that Gems is an innovator in the crypto space. They're well-connected, and they're going to be continually feeding us new altcoin gems. So how do you get involved in the pre-sale? As I mentioned, both Josh and I have personally invested in this pre-sale opportunity, and we're happy to be able to pass this on to you. So we put all the information in our Discord. I know maybe you don't have Discord, but trust me, it's worth it. Get Discord. In the link in the description, you're going to see the link to our Discord. If you go into the altcoin channels of the Discord, you're going to see all the information about Gems, a little write-up. You're going to see the website. You're going to see the code that you need to get into the website. You're going to see the white paper. All the information you need about Gems is in the Discord. And we have a very active Discord. People are always answering questions. People are sharing their opinions about Gems. So if you're looking to get in on the private sale for Gems, you're going to do it via our Discord link in the description.
Yeah, like you said, it's smart to just get Discord, pop in there. Really simple. If you have any questions, you can even tag us. We'll try to guide you through it and all that stuff. But the more Gems you hold, the more you can allocate to these upcoming pre-sales that we'll be launching on Gems.
Gems on Gems on Gems on Gems, baby.
I love it. Hey, make sure you guys tune to the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.